Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love scary movies. Coming to you once again from Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. It's Thursday, October 27th, 2016. Show me some scary name tags. I'm scared already by this Donnie Darko shit in the front row. You have a sign that says The Shawning, but then you have a gorilla face mask on. Oh shit, there's a stormtrooper. It's casual Friday for stormtroopers, I guess. Casual Thursday. It's just got the helmet and then a t-shirt on. Thanks for being here, dude. Lady next to him just wrote Chris on a piece of paper. You never know who's gonna get chosen. Are there any up in the balcony? Any scary name tags up there? Good luck, dude. The Wizard of Nat, and you got like two big signs. And one of them has, like, I think you're guessing those are some of the guests tonight on the show. Moshe Kasher's not going to be here tonight. Who's that lady? Jesse Klein is in town? Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, good try. Ooh, there's a scary Walking Dead face over there. Yeah, that thing is fucking scary. Stand up and look at everybody and move your head around. It's scary the way it seems too real for a flat thing on your face. And then you got a 28 days late Taylor. So you kept the whole zombie theme going. And then we've got Jason sitting next to you, so I wouldn't turn your back on him if I were you. And his hockey mask looking very stoic. What do you write on the top of your hockey mask?
Freddy versus Jordan.
Freddy versus Jordan. Because your name is Jordan? I'm really getting the hang of this. Holy shit, there's so many name tags. I'm going to do a Vine of it. Oh. No, I'll... I'll take a picture of you guys when you whip them out again later in the show. Thank you very much to everybody for all of your hard work, especially Chris and her folded up piece of paper. What's the name of the stormtrooper now that you're out of your helmet? Sherman? Okay. There's a Deadpool over here. Is this going to stay in costume? Okay, there you go. Ah, he pulled off the thing and he had another Deadpool thing on. Doug plugs Saturday. This Saturday, Douglas Movies comes to the Now Hear This Podcast Fest in Anaheim, California, Disneyland adjacent. Minneapolis, November 5th. Back in LA, November 7th. Sacramento, November 12th. Portland, Oregon, November 19th. San Diego, November 23rd. New York City, November 27th. The list goes on and on into starting to book dates in 2017. And you can stare at it all by going to douglasmovies.com. Douglasmovies.com. The pause is going to get longer until there's really no show. It's just all pause. From the Dreams Can Come True department is the new department I developed. Because dreams do come true. I wish that Mel Gibson was in Tequila Sunrise, and he is in fact in Tequila Sunrise. I sat there during Last Man Stand going, oh, I wish he was in that. Turns out he was. He's still in it. It's still a thing. Tequila Sunrise. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. It's scary. Doug loves scary movies, so of course I had to bring yet another gift bag from the good folks at Ash vs. Evil Dead on the Stars Network Sunday nights. I'm quoted somewhere saying it's the most disgusting thing I've seen on television. And it's true, regular television. Then I saw, Starz is like pay cable, right? So of course you can have as much violence on there as you want. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, aforementioned Ash vs. Evil Dead swag, a hat, a shirt, a little brochure, a booklet, if you will, about the show, and almost out of these, Phil Bill, Volume 1. The Bill Murray comic. Did you guys see the picture on the internet of Bill Murray where he looked like Tom Hanks? That was fun. I had a good time with that. And I'm going to have a good time with the four guests that are here tonight for Doug Loves Scary Movies. We got four chairs set up, so you guys, this is no surprise that there's four people. Please give a big warm welcome to Ngaio Bealum, Graham Elwood, Kevin Kline, and Mark Wahlberg! It's interesting. We got two guests that usually sit on the end, so I was wondering if there's going to be a struggle to get that that end seat down there. But let's meet everybody individually, starting with first-time guest Kevin Kline is here, everybody. Kevin Kline live weekdays in the mornings here in the Bay Area on Live 105.3. Live 105.3! And suddenly Sean Cullen was speaking through me. Thanks for having me on your show this morning, Kevin.
Anytime, Doug. You're always welcome. Both of them said to me right as we were walking out here, remember, there's one rule in Doug Loves Movies. I get the end seat furthest from Doug. They both said it to me as we're walking on. So I get stuck in this weird middle thing right here, and then Wahlberg does the move that Wahlberg always does, where he tries to knock you out of the way with his big dong, you know? And then this guy got the seat at the end in the Cubs jersey.
Yeah, go.
Oh yeah,
that guy.
Let's.
Are you guys? You guys aren't pro Cubs in this crowd?
You won three goddamn World Series in 6 years. Shut the fuck up. It's been 108 years since we won. You can sit down for a fucking year or two, San Francisco. Have a seat and polish up the last goddamn three trophies.
Graham Elwood is here, everybody.
Hello.
Sounds like you haven't had your trophy polished in a long time.
It so needs polishing, Kyle. Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to do an episode where it's all guests that love to berate the crowd. Just get you and Chad Daniels and a few others that I can't think of right now. I'm mesmerized by the Scream Twins in the audience. There's two Scream masks sitting next to
each other. It's fucking haunting, man.
Those things are fucking scary as shit.
Especially when they giggle and they kind of shake.
Like, that's weird.
That's the last thing you're going to see before you die, is them just kind of laughing, and then they drink your blood while she wears a Golden State Warriors hoodie.
It's kind of hot, actually.
It looks like they're just about to give really scary blowjobs. Look at them.
Yeah, polish that trophy. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Cubs, 1908.
Insert really weird shaped dick here.
Well, Doug, that's why you have me on the show. Here comes a weird dick.
Oh, weird dick in the house. Comedyfilmnerds.com for Graham. If you want some comedy weird dick. And Ungayo Bilum is here, everybody.
Oh, hello, everyone. Yeah. Smoke weed, everybody. Thank you for having me over, Doug. I appreciate it.
Can you list off all the states that have marijuana on the ballot?
California, medical or recreational, or all?
Either or.
Montana, California, Arizona, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, Florida. I think that's it.
That might be it.
That might be it. Colorado has a social club one.
Did you say Arkansas?
Washington already has legal weed.
Yeah, D.C. already
Arkansas has a medical thing on the ballot, too. Yeah. And I think North Dakota does, too.
It's pretty good.
Support weed, everybody. Yes, on 64. Listen to my new podcast on CannabisRadio.com. It's called Rolling with Ungayo.
And appearing five out of the last six shows.
Jesus. Kind of slow in Hollywood.
No, maybe four out of the last six. It's Mark Wahlberg!
How you guys doing? You doing good?
What's up, Doug?
So, apologies to you, dude. You were right in Tacoma. It is forces of nature, not force of nature, as I insisted.
That's okay. My lifeline fucked that shit up.
Yeah, your lifeline wasn't much help, but...
She should have argued with you, but I was like, you know what? It's fine, Katie. Just stay home.
What brings you to San Francisco?
Well, I left my house this morning and I said, you know what? I'm going to jog north today. I got here, it started raining, grabbed a protein shake, and then you hit me up. I was like, let's do this shit. So you're welcome.
Oh no, people want to know where Donnie is.
I'm sure he's somewhere next to a broken RV.
Okay. Graham, I know you're super busy with all your sports and
balls.
Do you have a movie you can recommend or something that you've seen recently?
Ooh.
Tell us the last movie you saw, love it or hate it.
Captain Fantastic, love it.
Oh, that's a really good movie.
Yeah, so are these four people. They love it too.
Yeah, it's a small movie out there. Viggo Mortensen and really interesting storyline. And
yeah.
Well done.
Good kid. The kids are good in it. And Frank Langella's always a good bad guy. You know, it's good business.
Yeah, he's a real dick in that movie.
He's such a cock.
He's worse than Nixon in that movie. He took his Nixon performance up a notch.
So from now on, he's just always Nixon, no matter what his agents are like. You got to play the father-in-law, as long as I'm Nixon. And I want to be...
You can't marry my daughter.
Those kids need a real education.
What about you, Mark? Have you been to the movies?
Yeah, I'm in them.
Oh, so you've seen Deepwater Horizon a few times?
Fuck yeah, dude. What's my fucking alarm clock? The last movie I saw, you know what? I saw that fucking Christmas movie the night before.
Oh, Seth Rogen?
Yeah, they had that on the G6. And I was like, why the fuck doesn't this little looper fucker go back and save his parents? This whole movie would end real fucking quick.
Oh yeah, what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
I don't, the kid from Third Rock Time or whatever the fuck it's called.
Third Rock from the Sun?
No, he's the kid from The Lookout?
Now you've lost me.
I don't know, it was pretty good. He did that fat guy with a beard in it and a black guy, and I was like, this is fucking great.
That's all you really need.
That's what they said. And so the whole movie's them trying to get into a fucking party. I'm like, is this what normal people's life's like? Trying to get into a fucking party?
Yeah, when you are the party, it's a whole different thing.
Fucking A, dude.
Kevin? Same question.
I know it's Doug Loves Movies, but there's a great TV show with Donnie Wahlberg called...
That's a lie.
Here we go.
No, it's true.
Is it called That's a Lie?
No, the TV show where he plays a detective.
It's called Intervention?
It's a really good... No. He's a cop.
About a guy who collects all his hopes and dreams. It's called Hoarders.
Convincing. He's a convincing officer of the law, and he's great at it. It's a great show.
Oh, NYPD moved the fuck out of my house?
No. Not that. No, not that.
Is it about a guy that goes to a convenience store to try and look fancy, and it's called Suits? Because he does that every fucking Tuesday.
Well, it's a great show. You should DVR it or something.
Yeah.
I saw the train lady, Doug, the lady on the train.
Oh, the girl on the train.
The girl on the train. Well, it was a long movie. She was
I was
the
waiting
lady.
The whole time for a girl to show up. It was a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, it was a grown-ass woman the whole time. I thought it was going to be like Benjamin Buttons, where she gets younger as the train went on. That I fell asleep during that movie. I don't want to give anything away, but she was crazy for... you saw it, right?
I saw it today, in fact.
Okay, so she's crazy for the whole movie, and then something happens, and then she ends it by being crazy again. But I slept through the part where something happened, so as far as I was concerned, it was just a 3-hour documentary of a crazy woman. Something else happened that's very important, but I won't give that away.
Well, you found out later?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife told me.
My wife?
Yeah. That's right.
Applauding that is ridiculous. My Sarah Silver impression. You're being ridiculous. Ungayo.
Yes.
What was the last movie you saw?
Jack Reacher Never Go Back.
Oh, and?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, the voice went up.
I'll give it an
it's
all
not
right.
Bad.
No,
this, it's
know,
okay.
He's 60 years old. He did a pretty good action movie thing, and Colby Smulders
he's 54.
Was great.
54.
Okay. I was off.
Colby line. Smulders, and they Colby but they Smulders. Did bring back Robert Duvall from the previous film.
They not they
his
they
one
not
friend in the previous film doesn't even show up in the sequel.
Jack Reacher has no friends.
That's right.
He's the Quiet Chain King.
But you think
of white
when you
people.
Have one friend as Robert Duvall, you'd ask him to show up.
He would think
do a little tango for you.
Right. He could do some preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no, not in this one.
All right.
He could tell you all about his long lost African American brother.
Did he knock anybody out and go, "You just got Reachered"?
Wow.
You should.
I think you reached about as far as possible for that joke.
I've been wanting to do that joke since I saw the movie poster.
You should give people a reacher, though, like if you're fortunate enough to be in that position.
Oh, my joke sucked. Okay.
never look back. Oh, no, wait.
I had kind
no,
of a
look
similar,
back at it, really.
I had a different problem with the girl on the train when I watched it today. Is I tried to go to sleep, and I couldn't make it happen. No, I really did get a little, you know, dozy during a couple parts of it. You know, I wake myself up as soon as, you know, that kind of same thing when you're driving a car. And
that's the best.
Because I really wanted to stay with it, because I didn't want to miss. I knew it was a twisty movie, and I knew that missing a twist would be bad. And so I was pretty much up through the whole thing, and it was a little too slowly paced for my taste.
You want to see crazy shit, just ride a real train and watch people. That you'll see all sorts of cool stabbings, everything goes
on. I recommend the 14 Mission.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that bus. Take it all the way. Take it all the way. Start at the Embarcadero. You know, fuck the cable car. 225, dog. Take that shit all the way to Daly City. And get the ride of your life. Get the ride of your life. You'll see the whole town. You'll see the whole world. I'm serious. You can hear all about it on my new podcast, Rolling With Ungayo. CannabisRadio.com.
Smith.
Thank you.
All right, so one more question before we get move on to the games portion. Because it is Doug Loves Scary Movies tonight here at Cobb's, a tradition that skipped a year. Graham, what is either your favorite scary movie or one that you would recommend?
I'd say maybe the original Amityville Horror.
Ooh, that's a good one. Get out.
Who's in that? James Brolin?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, and Ms. Margo, was one of the Margo Kidders?
Kidder?
Margo Kidder, maybe.
That was a long time ago, 1977, 75?
Yeah.
78, maybe?
Somewhere in there.
The kids were Drew Barrymore and Ryan Gosling.
That's not accurate.
That's a fun game, is I'll say things that are wrong on purpose throughout the show, and I'll see if any people try to contact the corrections department. That's my new excuse for getting things wrong. I did it on purpose to trick everybody.
Children were played by Freddie Prinze and Red Fox.
I tried to be slightly plausible with mine, but...
Why?
That's cool.
Why?
That's
lie
cool.
Big.
That's cool. Okay, Amityville... We got a vote for Amityville Horror. Mark, what's a horror movie that you enjoy?
Dude, it's so fucking good. What Lies Beneath. Just an old Harrison Ford that you think is the ghost for half the fucking movie. And Michelle Pfeiffer's got green fucking eyes, and you're like, what happened to her eyes? I don't know. Is she the ghost? Watch it.
That's better than the trailer. That really got me. I saw that movie, and now I am not sure I did.
I'm intrigued
by that description. It's a great way to watch that movie, I think.
Thanks. It's really fucking good.
It's kind of unusual for you to recommend something that you weren't involved in.
Wasn't I?
Oh, you had something to do with What Lies Beneath?
Maybe I play the water. Who fucking knows?
You're all wet for sure.
Kevin?
Anything that starts Tyler Perry Presents. Sorry.
I forgot what the question was for a second.
You're saying all those movies are terrifying.
Scary. Very scary. People laugh. They line up. I can't figure it out.
You need Jesus. That's why.
Dracula, Dead and Loving It. Underrated, scary movie. Right, Doug?
Leslie Nielsen?
That's right.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen. And I think a young Sofia Vergara was in that. She's Dracula's like, you thirsty? And she's like, I want a Pepsi.
At a young age, she knew she wanted Pepsi. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wasn't an endorsement thing yet.
Oh, she just...
She just saw her whole life, she was craved Pepsi.
That's my favorite drink.
I would love to see her sit in with suicidal tendencies. Fine.
There's a few people.
That's
few
fine. No. Those who know, they know.
What do you got for us, scary movie wise?
Me?
Yeah.
I liked Cabin in the Woods a lot.
Yes.
If you want to go old school, how about The Howling?
The Howling.
The Howling. It's a
With
werewolf
D.
story.
D. Wallace, then Stone.
That's right.
Eventually back to just D. Wallace.
Correct.
Had to deal with a rabid dog. The career of Dee Wallace after these messages.
Oh, dude, Doug, can I change mine?
Yeah, you can.
Fuck yeah. You know what I just remembered that I really fucking liked and doesn't have Harrison Ford?
This is going to be one of yours, isn't it?
No, those are all fucking beautiful films. The Witch. I fucking love that movie.
That was good.
Yeah, dude.
The one that just came out?
Oh, my God. That's the most badass goat in the history of fucking movies, dude. It's like fucking Thanksgiving in hell.
It's Thanksgiving in hell.
AKA Thanksgiving with Donnie. It's really fucking scary, dude. Have you seen it?
I don't know if it's really scary.
No, it's fucking scary, dude.
It's suspenseful and full
of
dread.
Dude, just like to live in a time where nobody knows who you are, like, oh, fuck that. Rap doesn't exist. Like, how do you break out?
Right, you can't do provocative
underwear. Yeah, there's
underwear
models. Yeah.
No, even if you are, like, nobody's taking pictures. You know how long that would fucking take?
Who was the guy in The Sixth Sense? Because he was good. Not the dead kid. There was another guy in that movie.
Bruce Willis?
No, Haley another Joel? Guy.
You're talking about Haley Joel?
No, he was really talented.
Oh, you're talking about Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, whatever. Oh, yeah, clap it up. Donnie didn't eat for 3 weeks and cried, and you fucking people think he did a great job.
He was unrecognizable. I mean, I wouldn't have known what he looked like before he lost the weight.
Yeah, but you want to know what something else is a secret? Every day, Donnie is unrecognizable.
All right, well, that's... Does he listen to the podcast? Does he hear this?
Yeah, like I bought him a fucking Zoom.
There's other ways.
That's the only way to hear a podcast?
That's the closest thing to what Donnie deserves, is a fucking Zoom. I told him today, I was like, Donnie, you should get on Vine. Yeah. You'll go places on Vine. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, that Vine's a big deal. He spent all fucking day trying to download the app. He doesn't know. It's dead.
How does that work? Is Vine just going to stop? Like, it's just going to disappear from our phones? Or can we still look at old Vines?
I think it'll be like going to your MySpace.
Let me give that a try.
Look up your old Friendster account and see what happens.
MySpace is still out there, dude. It's just a collection of like glitter and Perfect Circle songs. Top eights. Little known fact. I'm in more top eights than any other fucking person ever.
More than Dane Cook?
Who? Dane Cook crushed fucking MySpace. You gotta give respect. Respect is due.
Yo, you said Dane Cook?
Dane Cook.
Oh, I thought you said Dan Cook.
Who the fuck's Dan Cook?
That's... All right. So...
Never heard of that guy.
It's time for Bert to turn the show off because I'm going to say, let the games begin!
Hey, cut, troll.
Bring your name tags out of the shadows! If we could get some house lights, and I'm going to make one last vine. And while my guests pick their name tags, we'll do this brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you in part by HelloFresh. At HelloFresh, we want to change the way people eat forever. We believe everyone deserves honest, natural, delicious, healthy food. We celebrate fresh ingredients and making magic in the kitchen. We know there's a chef in everyone. We think food brings people together. Good food allows us to live long, and great food lets us enjoy every bite of life. We are learning and growing every day. We never give up, and we strive to make people happy. That's why we started the HelloFresh movement. Whether you're a busy professional couple, a large family that runs at a breakneck pace, or someone who simply wants to start cooking more, HelloFresh makes it easier, tastier, and healthier than ever to enjoy the experience of cooking new recipes and eating together at home. From creating the recipes and planning the meals to grocery shopping and even delivering all of the pre-measured ingredients, HelloFresh delivers right to your door so you can skip the trip. They sent a box to Doug Loves Movies headquarters, and we can definitely vouch for the quality, freshness, and taste. We whipped up some roasted pork tenderloin with potato cauliflower mash and caramelized apple pan sauce. Jamie Oliver's chicken skewers, and our personal favorite, smoky beef and poblano chili. Incredibly good meals and easy to follow recipes. HelloFresh currently offers customers a classic box or a veggie box, and we'll be launching a family box. Customers can order 3, 4, or 5 different meals per week designed for either 2 or 4 people. New recipes are created every week. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks short on time. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients, measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food waste, all delivered to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free. For $35 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter Doug, D-O-U-G, when you subscribe. Hello, Fresh.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Graham Elwood?
Diana Hard. She just had a Santa hat with a light thing on it, so that I was attracted to light. And she wrote this, almost looks like a murder shirt. So I was attracted to that, like some sort of crazy Santa killer. Diana Hard, now I have a name tag, ho, ho, ho. Yeah. So if I win, she's gonna kill again.
I hope she pushes Hans Gruber out of Nakatomi Plaza. You get it. Oh, some donuts just hit the stage. Mark, who are you playing for?
Dude, they went all out on the fucking glitter. But it was the bedazzled Freddy Krueger that fucking did it. Nightmare on Kell Street.
I like that the T's are upside down crosses.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know what? This is sacrilegious. Fuck you.
Oh, you're going to pick a new
name?
No,
I'll keep it. I'll keep it. That's wrong, though.
Who are you playing for, Kevin?
Well, upon closer examination, I'm playing for a gay ISIS bomb maker. This is Jenica Jones in the Temple of Doug.
Oh.
Hi.
There's snacks on this name card in case we get hungry. So that's great.
Yeah, it's a very creative name tag. Now, Ngayo fell for the old double name tag trick.
Right?
Where she has two giant signs. One says the Wizard of Nat. And then the other one has... that's why you picked that? Because you're on there?
I'm Dorothy.
You're Dorothy. Moshe Kasher is the...
Scarecrow.
And the Tin Man is just a half smiley face. And Mark Wahlberg is the lion.
The Cowardly Lion. His name. That's the name of the character.
That's the name of the character. And if you remember correctly, that motherfucker was ready to fight the moment you see him in the movie. He brings that shit. He's a badass.
Let me at him.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We're just gonna sit here not with three boxes of donuts and not throw them at people. I don't want. I mean, what?
Well, here's the thing: is it's now a time permitting situation where at the end of the show, if we've got a minute, which you know, everybody's got a minute, then we're gonna fucking start throwing those things.
Fucking chuck it.
Like
donuts.
It's nobody's. Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna find a minute.
We need a donut gun, like a t-shirt gun, so we can reach into the back. I'm sure there's people in the back.
I brought two.
Oh, look at him go. A lot of people think two guns is about him and Denzel Washington, but it's just nope. About Mark's arms.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought. Do people say otherwise?
Not here, no.
Fucking A, they don't.
Not now, not here. Let's play some games. What'd you guys, did we talk about the prize bag yet?
I left mine upstairs.
Oh, shit. Well, you want to go grab it, and we'll start with Graham on the other end there? Graham, what'd you bring?
Well, Doug, I just came back from the Comedy Cluj Film Festival, where I was showing earbuds, so I have a Cluj Romania tote bag. Yep, everybody's a big fan of Romania.
Yeah, people are going nuts for it.
And inside is a program from the Cluj Film Festival. And then I also brought a copy of the Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies. And your bookmark, 5 Romanian Lei.
Whoa!
Folks. Valued at over $1.10. So that's
quite a deal. All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Pass that stuff down while Mark tells us about what he brought.
I'm going to change somebody's fucking life tonight.
Well, maybe we should have you go last, then.
Did you bring Jesus?
Well, it's probably already happened, because they looked at me. But I'll go whichever order you want, Doug.
Let's see what Kevin brought.
All right, this is great if you're a fan of music or weed.
Oh, hello.
I got a record. This is Dr. Rhythm. It's the Dr. Rhythm album. It was signed, but it got rained on the way here, so it just kind of says Dr. Rhythm. But I'm not sure where Dr. Rhythm went to medical school, but he looks legit.
Who's so. Funkin' You was probably a great track.
Yeah, I think the whole album's pretty good from what I've heard. And I know you guys like to read about weed. Here is Jesse Ventura's new book, Marijuana Manifesto.
Woo! Pass that down.
Henry Rollins said of this book, not interested, no. He said, it's a good book. I didn't read it, so that's why I'm giving it away. There you have it. Oh, and I'll throw in some international money. I didn't realize that was a theme tonight. Hold on. One Bohemian dollar. From the Bahamas.
Bahamian dollar.
Bohemian dollar.
Bahamian.
This is worth like 5,000 times that Romanian shit.
It's a Bohemian dollar.
Even though I'm inclined to believe the federal government filed patent 507 to control the American people's access to CBDs, I do have to say I was surprised to see the federal government side with Colorado to uphold its statement.
You sound just like him.
Thank you.
That was fucking good.
That was my impression of James Andomian's impression of right? Jesse Ventura. I don't know how he does it. It's kind of like getting high, how I feel right now. Although I did get high before we came out here. Ungaya, what do you got?
I have a t-shirt that says legalized crime with a big picture of a pot leaf on it. Get it? And then I have a download sticker from my CD, Weed and Sex. Woo! And then if you don't win it, you can always buy one of them from me after the show. They're only $5. Okay. I'll be standing right there before you get in your Uber. Right, you can buy one. My rent's due Tuesday. I have 2 children. One of them goes to Sarah Lawrence. Please buy my fucking CD. Please. School's fucking expensive.
Can we grab that plastic bag for me to chuck all this stuff into? There you go.
Well done.
It was like a ghost. It looked like a ghost.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
The listener at home, I just fucking saved a life.
Last night, Mark Wahlberg saved my life.
So the winner today is going home with three bags. It's a triple bagger.
All right.
And the first game we're going to play to
determine... And I'll throw in a nickel bag.
When I said save it for last, I meant at the end of the show, after I'm gone. Mark, what'd you bring?
Well, two things. One you can buy. One you can't. Sounds like a monologue from a movie, doesn't it? No, that's just me talking. I'm that fucking good. Somebody who wins today is going to be able to the rest of their life say, Mark Wahlberg gave me fucking flowers. The other thing they're going to be able to say is after the show, Mark Wahlberg called one person on my phone and told them to go fuck themselves. And if you are married to a guy or girl, I'll sign their tit.
That is very nice.
You're welcome, America.
I think you could skip the flowers and just do the go fuck yourself phone call. That's a pretty great prize.
Well, let's see if anybody wins.
We're all winners.
No, somebody is going to win.
Well, we'll see if anybody wins or not.
Yeah, there'll be a winner, and then you'll
maybe
have to
somebody will win. Maybe somebody won't win. We'll see what happens.
No, there's one of the four people on the stage is going to win.
Who knows?
And the
Let's
person
find out.
You're playing for.
Is there going to be a winner? Everybody's in suspense.
Are you going to, if you don't win, are you going to contest the election?
I was just going to say that. Are you going to not acknowledge whoever the official winner is?
You know what? We'll find out when we see if there's a winner.
Are you going to get some of your Second Amendment friends to challenge whoever wins?
I'm not saying I'm going to grab a pussy over it. I'm just saying we'll find out if there's a winner or not. Who knows what'll fucking happen?
Pussy grabs you, Mark, right?
In Russia.
I'm going to tell you this right now. When it comes to pussy, I don't have to do any grabbing. I ask politely. If they consent, we have a good time. If they don't, that's their right. Respect the fucking person.
They always consent with you, don't they?
Yes.
All right, so the first game we're going to play
tonight... The safe word is Donnie.
That's true. If you want anything to stop, just say Donnie. That goes for every area of your life.
In that case, Donnie. The first game we're going to play tonight is called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of a film, and the first one of you who can repeat it back correctly is the winner. Gotta be able to see all your faces. Oh, someone thinks you've got this, Mark.
Maybe I'll let somebody win. Who knows?
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
A Nightmare on Elm Street
2. Freddy's Revenge.
Freddy's Revenge.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Freddy's Revenge.
All right. I don't know if you can say it as I go.
Do we have to wait for you to finish?
Well, you got
to
know what the whole thing is. So I'll do a shorter one.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Not just by three words. Any more pre-guesses?
Roots. Oh, that's TV.
Roots.
It is scary, though. All right, here we go. Dr. Giggles.
Dr. Giggles.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
It was close.
It was close.
Let's try another one.
Do you guys listen or do you look at his lips?
I'm not telling you my secrets, man.
You know what? I know your fucking secrets.
Now you have to live with them too.
Damn it. Damn it all.
Scream.
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 Scream 2.
Scream 2.
Why don't we play a fair game?
Here's another one. Halloween, H2O.
Halloween, H2O.
H2O.
Halloween, H2O.
All right. Let's just call Mark the winner of this because...
Fucking A. You're welcome, Cal.
Because he was robbed of the Tacoma win, and so now I feel everything's fair and square.
So it's like a makeup call in the NBA? Like,
I think, yes.
Okay. Trust me, it is.
I think it's just like that, yeah.
Doug loves a good sports analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Really quick, can I get a Jack and Coke? You can just put the Coke on a mirror. That'd be great. Who's ever listening out there? You know what? A long fingernail. I don't care. Just bring it up.
Does anybody else need anything?
No?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm squared away.
All right, cool.
Scream 2.
Sure. This is a game called Last Mash Stanton. Yeah. Uh-oh, it's right.
What are these?
I'm going to mash up two actors' names. And then you guys are going to take turns naming movies of either one of those actors. Or both if there is crossover. I do not believe there is in this instance. And we're going to start with Mark. And then we'll go to Graham, Ungayo, and Kevin in that order. You got one lifeline, and it's the person whose name tag you chose.
Hi. Give your waitstaff a round of applause, everybody.
Yay,
take care of these people. Take care of these people. They
leave them some money. But also save yourself $5 so that you can buy my CD. After that.
I'm not kidding. Tip everything except for $5.
Exactly. Unless that's your last $5, then give it to the waitress.
Here's the name. Here's the mashed up name.
Mash it up.
Two horror film giants, if you ask me. Linda Blair Drake. So the films of Linda Blair or Larry Drake?
The Exorcist.
Mark Wahlberg says The Exorcist. Graham?
The Exorcist 2.
Cal, I'm going to tell you right now, turn your brightness way down and get that fucking phone out.
It's cheating, man.
Is there more to that title, Graham?
Yeah, but I mean... we're going to get all... tangled up and
what's
that
the
kind
full
of
title of Exorcist 2? Exorcist 2 :
Let's all say it together.
No.
That's a great fucking idea. I'm gonna use that
that's
shit.
That's not how you can't don't
you guys go on three, I'll go on four.
No, that's not
Yep, we got it. So score one for Graham. I guess we're moving on.
I'm right. There's more to it, right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you're out.
No,
Graham.
No. It's The Exorcist 2, Curly's Revenge.
Is that real?
It was Search for Curly's Gold.
Right. But he was also, this is Jack Palance, as I pronounce it, was also in The Exorcist 2, little known story, as that Curly character. It was a reference. So it was Curly's Revenge. This is a little known fact.
I think your hat's on fire.
If you guys don't like movie trivia, I mean, whatever. It's just...
Ungayo? This is going to be over fast. Don't you worry, Graham.
I'm fucking out, dog. I have no idea who the fuck...
Linda Blair from The Exorcist?
Yeah, she was in The Exorcist. And then she was in a weird cop parody film where she played Sue Perman. And that's all I know, but I can't remember the name of the film.
Okay, and you don't know the great Larry Drake?
Nope.
Grandfather of the current pop sensation Drake?
Dude, is that true? Is that fucking true, dude?
All right, Kevin, what do you got?
Linda Blair Witch Project.
See, he had fun with it, you guys. Didn't have an answer, but he had fun.
Can I say how much I love that no one used their fucking lifelines?
Well, we could do that. We can do another round with lifelines. Oh. Or do you have another one, Mark?
Yep. Kel, what do you got?
I like it. The lifelines are going to decide it. What?
American
Pie 2. She says American Pie 2.
For Larry Drake.
American Pie, full title. American Pie 2, Curly's Revenge.
That's not true.
So, Mark, is that what you're going with?
Cal, is that what we're fucking going with?
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
American Pie 2.
It's the only time that's been used appropriately in the history of your fucking lives.
When you're referring to a woman having just said something, that's what she said. American Pie 2 is correct.
There we go, Cal.
Graham, well, who's your lifeline?
Diana.
What do you got, Dirty D?
Dirty D, heart.
Repossessed. Do you want to go with repossessed?
I do want to go with repossessed.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Repossessed. Linda Blair, repossessed. Gaio's lifeline is Nat. I got nothing. She's got Nat.
That's why we're such a good team. Together. Pet Cemetery.
No.
Damn it.
Either one of them would have been great in that, though. Kevin's lifeline is?
Gay Isis.
No, what's her name?
Oh, her name is Janika.
Janika.
I thought she was black. It's very dark out there, Doug. I said Janika.
Ho, 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 ho.
Woo! Yes, Janika, yes.
For the listener at home, the audience can't decide how they feel right now.
Janika is saying what? Dark man?
I'll accept that.
Larry Drake, yeah.
Darkman.
From Darkman, that's correct.
Yeah.
Now you're back out on your own. Mark, you got another one?
L.A. Law, the movie.
Okay, so you're out.
Technically, I'm the only person who's in, but...
Graham, do you have any more Curlies? Curly Sue, Curlies, Curly Revenge?
Curly Sue. Linda Blair.
Uh-huh.
Was also in.
Uh-huh.
Nerds 3.
Nerds... Just Nerds. I don't even remember Nerds 1 or Nerds 2. Nerds,
Revenge
part 3.
Revenge of the Nerds 3.
Oh, okay. Colon.
Spring Break with Curly.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Kevin, do you have another one?
The Leprechaun.
No. Well, that seems like something Linda Blair could have done. All right, so that means Mark Wahlberg is the winner of that game.
Is Larry Drake in Terminator?
What?
Was he in Terminator 2?
Larry Drake played Dr. Giggles, the aforementioned Dr. Giggles. He was in one of the Bean movies called Bean. He was in a movie called Spun, and he was in the original Karate Kid.
What?
As like a thug. He's like had a very small part in that. And Linda Blair, of course, was in not only The Exorcist, but Airport 75, Roller Boogie, Exorcist 2, The Heretic.
That's what I said.
And Hell Night, among others. Those are just a brief sampling of both of their film careers. But I like that playing with an insanely hard pair of names. I thought that was fun. I'll hear all about your thoughts on Twitter. And now let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Oh, shit.
Thought there was going to be more to that. Oh, shit, Nat's out.
Oh, boy, Nat just is like, this is bullshit.
It's rigged.
Yeah.
I'll say a classic or not so classic, or downright what the fuck. Tagline from a motion picture, something from the poster, the trailer, you know, something that came out with the movie. And you just get one guess. Tell me what movie you think it is. One at a time. We'll start with Mark. Then we'll turn this fucker around. We'll go to Kevin and Gaio and Graham. Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
What movie has the tagline, "In space, no one can eat ice cream"?
Spaceballs.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Kevin. Kevin Klein.
The Martian.
No. Gaio Bealum.
In space, no one can eat ice cream?
Mm-hmm. They're more emphatic about it. They don't use a question mark at the end.
Well, I question everything. Curly's Revenge. See, you're thinking it over.
Full title.
Colon. Curly's Revenge of Curly's colon.
Graham? Elwood.
That is Ernest Goes to Space.
The correct answer, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Classic Killer Clowns. Clowns are back in the news, of course.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, easy,
There's
sir.
There's a guy excited about clowns over there.
Yeah.
How do you spell it, sir, with a C or a K?
Woo, woo.
Okay. Mark, what movie has the tagline, "A masterpiece of modern terror"?
A fucking masterpiece.
They don't get cutesy with it. Just a masterpiece of modern terror.
Ghostbusters 2?
KK?
Fuck.
Medea's Christmas. Tyler Perry presents Medea's Christmas.
I love an accurate insult. A masterpiece of modern terror. I don't know what this is. What's happening? What are you saying? I mean, why are you talking?
Why are you talking?
I think she's trying to say, what? You're a woman?
Is that what she said?
Well, in that case, we yield the floor.
Sorry. What does that mean? What does that mean?
She's probably just saying, stop being rude to me. I have something to say.
I can interrupt.
She wanted him to use a lifeline, is what she was trying to say. Which you never said we could fucking do.
There's no lifelines in this game.
The Thing.
John Carpenter's The
Thing?
Sure,
why not?
That no.
Sounds good. All right.
Graham?
Tell me the line again, please.
Use it in a sentence.
The line is what? What movie has the tagline, "I'm a woman"?
She sounds like a nasty woman.
Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
No, it's
Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's a masterpiece of modern terror. Not horror, terror. Masterpiece of modern terror.
Hellraiser.
What?
Hellraiser.
No.
Real answer.
That's what they went with to sell a motion picture called The Shining.
Full
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they were super cocky about it. I remember not liking it at the time. And I loved the Stephen King book, and I wrote a letter to Stephen King saying that I thought Stanley Kubrick fucked up his book. And he wrote back, yeah, I don't like it either, but, you know, it's an adaptation and he can do whatever he wants. Thank you for your time, Douglas. He wrote
Very
me
formal.
A really nice, polite letter back.
How old were you at the time?
I was 37. Shut up. Guy in the audience beat me to it. He said, 40.
Just last week, I fucking wrote this letter. Fired off a hot email.
It's weird, the creepiest
Dear
thing
sir.
Stephen King has ever written was the handwritten letter to Douglas.
But I saw somebody tweeted a response from him that had a very similar look to it. Not that I ever thought it was fake, but you know, it's nice to know that he was...
I believe he wrote you, dude.
He did that.
I met him a few times, and he's a class fucking act.
And have you ever... I don't think you've ever been in an adaptation of one of his books.
No, we were talking about a few things.
Oh, okay.
I heard you were up to play Cujo.
Different ending if I had been that fucking dog, I'll tell you that.
If Mark Wahlberg had played the dog, it could be any movie where the dog dies. It would have made it through to the end.
Fuck yeah, dude. If I had played that dog, I would have just used my hand to open the fucking door and said, let's do this, bitch.
It's pretty funny when a dog calls someone bitch.
More appropriate,
it's got a
really
fun double meaning.
I'm always punching up the script, dude.
Yeah. Mark, what movie had the tagline, don't let it in?
Don't let it in.
Trump's hand.
Did they make a documentary about Donnie? Don't let it in.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a heads up. None of these are documentaries. This is a great documentary, but how are we going to sell it? What's the tagline going to be?
Don't let it in.
Don't let it in. The Mist.
That's a good, you shouldn't let the mist in. Kevin, do you have any idea?
Strangers.
Just, you mean like more like a life rule?
Yeah,
in general, a little life lesson.
Heads up guys, don't let in strangers. Look both ways before you cross the street tonight after the show.
Oh wait, you mean that movie called The Strangers?
That's what I meant.
No.
But also in life, I mean.
Yeah.
So learn something from this.
Ngayo.
Don't let it in.
Yeah.
Don't let it in, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Wait, is it Boogie Nights?
Graham?
Take that as a yes.
The Fog.
You guys, you renamed all things that you should never let in when they're trying to get into your home. But the answer is a rather recent movie that people love a great deal, as I understand it, The Babadook. The Babadook.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
The Fog.
There you go. All right, Mark.
All right.
I'm going to give you a softball. You ready
Mark
for it?
Mark was apparently right. No one is going to win.
Oh, someone will win.
We'll see.
A winner will be chosen.
We'll find out later.
I will decide.
Who knows what'll happen?
Mark, what movie was advertised as scarier than The Exorcist?
Mm.
Exorcist 2. Oh.
Scarier than The Exorcist. Scarier than The Exorcist? Scarier than The Exorcist. Exorcist 2, The Heretic. I'm going to go for it. It just feels like you'd fuck with me in some way.
Kevin?
Damn it.
I think Kevin's going to get this.
I know what the movie is. It's the one with the cameras in the place. Moves around a lot. Paranoia. Paranoid.
Paranormal.
What's that?
Paranormal.
Paranormal Activity.
Activia.
Activia. The yogurt. Paranormal
Activity. Which part? 1, 2, 3, 4.
First one.
No. Ngayo.
Second one.
No.
I was going to say Rosemary's Baby, but I was
going
wrong. Demon Seed?
Graham.
Damn it.
Blair Witch Project.
That is correct.
Way to go, dude. Way to fucking go. Walk it off. Walk that shit off, dude. Walk that shit off.
Are you just going home now? Because you can't...
Look at that, guys.
Don't step on the donuts.
Right on the donuts.
For the audience at home, Graham got to feel like I do every day. Way to go, dude. You fucking crushed that
tough
shit.
One.
What was it?
Blair Witch Project.
The answer was Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, which had come up earlier, so I thought somebody might guess it again, and that somebody was Graham.
Maybe there will be a winner.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Maybe. Graham gets to start this next round.
Aw, shit.
We'll flip the order around. It's coming at you, Mark. Graham?
Yeah?
Or was it already going that way? I thought it was the other way.
Is Deadpool currently your assistant on this fucking show?
He's right, though.
Oh, cool.
So, Ngayo, you're next.
Okay, I'm ready.
Graham.
Yes.
Five friends go into a cabin in the woods, but bad things happen. I fucked that up. Bad friends. Hang on. Hang on, I can do this.
What's this game?
Five friends go into a cabin in the woods. Bad things happen.
Are we still playing the same game where I gotta pick
the book? Yeah,
same game. Oh, okay, all right. I thought it was like some weird title mashup thing.
Oh, no, wait. Hey, Graham, I just wanted to tell a quick story.
Okay.
Five friends went into a cabin in the woods and bad things happen. Bad things happen.
Cabin in the woods?
That's correct.
Take another fucking lap, dude. Take a lap. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. For the listener at home, Graham is doing dips.
Graham, you're needed back on the stage. Graham Elwood to the stage. White.
You only need one high five per person.
We don't have time for everyone to get one. Don't touch the top of that man's head so much.
Wow.
For luck, apparently.
Damn it.
While we're waiting for Graham, I have to point out that in the audience for Doug Loves Scary Movies, in the greatest fucking sex matchup of all time, there's a girl dressed as Cinderella and a guy dressed as Opie from Sons of Anarchy. You guys could make the like most violent, beautiful porn of all time.
Oh, shit.
We're all with you.
Oh, shit. Too bad Vine's done, huh?
Takes me more than 6 seconds. Mm.
I gotta say, I rubbed Deadpool's head. It was smooth. Like, it was the most amazing thing I've ever felt in my life. Like a stone that had been sitting on the shady
Donnie.
Respect the game, dude. Respect it.
I'm so glad this show finally has a safe word. Oh. Graham?
Yeah?
What movie has the... You're on a roll, buddy.
All right.
What movie has the tagline, "Make your last breath count"?
The Deep.
Good try. This time we are going to switch the order. Mark.
The Abyss.
No. Kevin.
Lifeline.
Ngayo.
Make your last breath count?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Poseidon Adventure. Oh, fuck.
No. It's Scream. The mask is sitting right there in front of you. All right, one more, and you all just guess until somebody gets it, because Graham is the winner of that game officially. But I want to do this last one. The ultimate in alien terror.
Alien?
No.
Aliens?
No.
Alien versus Predator?
No.
Oh, there's no order anymore?
No.
Shit. Friday the 13th, Jason in Space?
No.
Super Troopers?
No.
Gravity?
Curly's Revenge?
No. No.
Deadpool Scalp?
Born in East LA?
No.
Alien versus Predator?
No.
Blood In, Blood Out? Three Men and a Baby?
No.
What was the slogan again?
Bowfinger.
I love that movie.
The Ultimate in Alien Terror? Bowfinger.
Independence Day?
No.
Fuck.
That's the ultimate?
Oh, fuck. According to them.
Will Smith just punches it in the face.
Sure.
Predator.
Face area. It just came up earlier, so I wanted to mention it. It's from John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, good movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, you guys, we're going to try to play. Oh, yeah, we got time. Oh, this is great. This is great. Nobody has to work tomorrow, right?
Really? Why does everybody get Friday off?
They don't. I think we just have a super unemployed crowd tonight.
Oh, nice.
Woohoo!
Or, you know,
everybody just got laid off from Twitter. They all came to the show. Don't owe me. Fucking move back to Ohio. I don't give a fuck.
Too close to home.
Take your $6 toast with you.
Did you just say $6 toast?
You say $6 toast?
You fucking heard me, and that's cheap.
Who would pay that much for carbs?
All right, the last game we're going to play tonight and determine who gets all the prizes is a little number called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. I'll start naming movies from somebody's top four on IMDb, and you guys can jump in and guess who you think it is, but if you jump in early and guess wrong, you get -1 point. Graham gets 1 point for having won the last game, so he's got a leg up. First of the most points after six rounds, plus maybe a tiebreaker.
No more fucking around, Jenica. I got you here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Jenica doesn't get to help you, though.
Come on, gay ISIS.
I do not know how I feel about gay ISIS.
I feel bad for all the lesbian listeners named ISIS right now. I feel like...
Oh, San Francisco, that joke was too mean. Oh, we're sorry. Kill your television.
Kill your television?
I bet you ISIS isn't a terribly popular name right now.
My niece is named ISIS, you guys.
Do you know? Okay.
Your dad is named ISIS? Oh, your cat is named ISIS. She's a powerful Egyptian goddess.
Just because you like to yell at it, fight ISIS.
Where do you
know ISIS?
So when do you like tell your cat like to? Is it an area that only the cat can go? And you're like, go to Mosul.
Wow.
Geographical war joke? Okay, says, fine.
We're going to change your name to Jack
Reacher. It says Mosul on the cat's scratching post.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
All right, so I hope everybody understands the rules of the game. And, you'll find out the hard way. Now you yell out your own name to buzz in.
Okay.
When you think you know what actor it is.
Can we buzz in other people? Can I just yell, Mark Wahlberg? And then he has to.
Oh, that'd be fun. But no, other point I wanted to make is that, you get bonus points for each additional one you can name if you're correct. So it's a great way to rack up points, buzzing in early.
Did you just turn into a ghost?
Do you guys want to all practice saying your own name once?
Curly's Gold.
Scream 2.
I like it. If you want to stick with those, you can yell those things out. Just has to be clearly you. Mark, what are you going to say?
Mark.
Okay. Kevin, have you picked anything out?
Donnie Rules.
Donnie Rules. All right, so Kevin's going to buzz in with Donnie Rules.
Graham's going to
buzz in
with
Curly's Revenge. And Guyo's going to buzz in with...
Scream 2!
Scream 2.
Have you met Donnie?
And Mark is going to say Mark.
How much does he owe you?
I'm playing for his charity tonight.
It's called Donnie.
I agree, Donnie. Who's top four on IMDb starts with John Carpenter's The Thing? Oh. Cautious players. The next title is The Hateful Eight.
Mark. Kurt Russell, let's do this.
That's correct. You are now tied with Graham Elwood with 1 point apiece. But if you name two Kurt Russell movies that finish off the top four, you can get a point for each one.
I want to say Follow Me, Boys, but I know it isn't fucking in there.
And okay. Anybody listening or in this fucking room that knows that movie, you're a goddamn hero. All right. Big Trouble, Little China?
And?
Escape from New York?
Yeah. I know, right? Incorrect on both.
Wow.
They went with Stargate.
Hey, don't you dare say Soldier. Don't you fucking dare say Soldier.
Death Proof.
Yeah. No Overboard?
No Overboard.
No Captain Ron? Shit. They didn't fucking go Captain Ron.
Overboard's Captain the shit.
Used Cars is my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, Used Cars is fucking gold, dude.
Yeah. It's good shit.
What's the one where him and Robin are on the football team?
Unnecessary Roughness? No.
No.
No. Year of Our Lives.
Year of Our Lives. Yeah.
Best of times.
I wasn't bad.
All right, no more audience answers for this game. I heard a Captain Ron out there.
We're all Captain Ron.
Then I heard the actual Captain Ron over there.
Jesus.
Avast ye.
Captain Ron is Hitland.
Captain Ron, so appropriately rated.
Here we go.
It'll get there.
Donnie.
It'll get there.
Darko.
Polo.
Darko Polo?
That's when you play that game in a haunted house.
Scream.
Say your own goddamn Revenge. Name.
Curly's Revenge.
What is it, Graham?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Don't shake your head at me, Deadpool.
That's incorrect.
Fuck.
You're down to 0 points.
No, I still get it.
Anybody else want to jump in? Donnie Darko and Scream. Next up, Charlie's Angels.
Oh, fuck.
Scream 2. Drew Barrymore.
That's correct.
Wait, is that your buzzer, Scream 2?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Now, E.T.
A guy who has a point, he could get one more if he can name one more
E.T.
In her top four. They didn't go for E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Can I take it? Yes.
And his Adventures on Earth. They went with...
Firestarter.
Never Been Kissed.
Never Been Kissed.
That's a great one.
Nice.
What's the one with Brendan Fraser? And,
why are you yelling full title for Never Been Kissed? What?
What's the one with Brendan Fraser where he's in the time capsule and then she's the girl?
Encino Man.
Blast from the Past. Thanks,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, but Drew Barrymore isn't in Blast from the Past.
She's not?
It's Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, they all look alike.
They all look alike.
Whoa, racist.
That's a joke, you guys.
But they do, for real. Those two, they all look alike.
Okay.
Can you believe what Whoopi Goldberg just said? How racist is that? The white people have to say.
For the audience at home, the listeners in the room know exactly how they feel.
So Mark and Ngayo each have 1 point. Graham is tied Damn with it. Kevin with 0. But there's always room for improvement. Who's top four starts with... Somebody's having an issue over there.
I think that they... That one woman got the bill, and she's like, but I'm a woman.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan.
The first film is Interstellar. The second title, Requiem for a Dream. Third title.
Donnie Rules.
What do you got there, Kevin?
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker?
For Interstellar and Requiem for a Dream? Okay. Sorry to say, I've got to give you -1.
Damn it.
The next film on the list... The Exorcist.
Interstellar, Requiem for a Dream, The Exorcist, and Snappy over there is going crazy. Just remember, it's Curly's Revenge.
Oh, great, Curly's Revenge.
Who is it, Curly?
Max von Sydow.
Incorrect.
What the fuck yourself? That's correct.
Wow.
Sorry, guys, I got jet lag.
Yeah, I flew up from LA to San Francisco, and that flight could really fuck up your time.
I
really,
was referring
really
to
messes with your head.
To Romania, Doug. I have Romania jet lag.
Oh, Romania. He was in Romania.
Romania jet lag.
I wish
you
would have
Romania'd
in Romania. Sorry, dude. It's a good try, though. You're down there with Kevin with negative one.
Exorcist, Requiem for a Dream.
Interstellar, and The Fountain.
Ayn Rand.
So you want to buzz in with that instead of Scream 2 now?
No, I'm not buzzing in at all.
Nobody? People in the audience know it. It's the great Ellen Burstyn. Ellen Burstyn.
Oh.
Crazy, awesome in Requiem for a Dream, and of course held down The Exorcist quite capably.
Ellen Burstyn?
Yeah, Ellen Burstyn.
Oh, all right. Good choice.
And Guy and Mark have one. Kevin and Graham have negative one.
Oh.
So it might not hurt to jump in early. Take some chances.
Yeah.
This next round starts with The Shining.
Graham, Curly's Revenge.
Graham, colon, Curly's Revenge.
You're right.
What do you think it is?
You're
Jack,
right.
Jack Nicholson.
Incorrect.
Whoa.
Shelley Duvall.
It's about six actors in the movie, so Graham, thank you for that. The next film.
Donnie Rules, Shelley Duvall.
That's correct. Woo! Rocketing up to zero for Kevin. Can you name two more Shelley Duvall joints?
Doug, I can't.
Can we steal it? Can we jump in and do it?
No, you can't do nothing. Just sit there frustrated. What's your one you wanted to say?
Popeye.
Yep, yeah, Popeye. Olive oil and Popeye. But they didn't make her top four. The others are Time Bandits. Great movie. And Three Women. Three Women. Yeah.
True Beverly Hills?
You're thinking of Shelley Long.
But
not Shelley Duvall. True Beverly Hills would have been very strange with Shelley Duvall.
Oh my God.
In the Shelley Long role. I wonder if that mix up ever happened. Like, was Shelley Long supposed to be in The Shining?
Shelley Winters.
Yes. Okay, so, yeah. Mark and a guy have one. Kevin has zero. Graham is at negative two.
Nope.
Don't be afraid to take chances.
I don't acknowledge that results.
Whose top four starts with The Conjuring? Woo! And then continues on with Insidious. Not to mention The Conjuring 2.
Scream 2.
What do you got, Scream 2?
Alicia Silverstone?
I don't think she was in any of those.
Fuck!
Anyone else? The fourth film?
Yeah, I'll just, yeah.
Curly?
Sure. Vera Farmiga. Yeah!
Incorrect.
Oh. Man, fuck you.
I'm not even gonna. You could still come back, man.
Graham, remember like 10 minutes ago when you were high-fiving the whole fucking audience? It's hard being on top, dude.
You go from Mark to Donnie so fast.
It's hard. It's hard staying on top.
Did I say the fourth film yet?
No.
It is, in honor of Halloween, Hard Candy.
Oh.
Audience, do not talk.
Thanks for holding it down, Mark.
I just want to see you and Gaia work this shit out.
Who was?
Anything?
I'm out.
wrong way.
Oh, okay. Wait, what do you mean you got it wrong?
Didn't I say the wrong answer?
Oh.
No, I didn't? Oh, I didn't say anything? Yeah. Oh, then I'll keep my mouth shut.
Well, yeah, but you don't have the right answer.
But I don't have the wrong answer.
He pretended like he knew it, but he couldn't answer. That's the best.
No, I didn't. I thought I said the wrong one and was out. But apparently you guys didn't hear me say the wrong thing, and so I didn't.
The correct answer is...
That happened to me 3 times.
Oh, yeah, you did say the wrong answer.
You should have said 4, because 3 only gets you back up to 0. Patrick Wilson.
Who the fuck is that?
He's the best fucking thing in Fargo season 2. That's who he fucking is. God damn, he's good.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He was in... He was Night Owl. Is that what he's called?
Great.
Watchmen.
Watchmen?
Yeah.
He's really contending for second greatest actor in Hollywood right now.
Oh, and he's also in, Angels of America, and he's in Bone Tomahawk.
God, he's fucking good.
Which is a really good movie. Okay, so nobody's points were affected on that, so...
Except for Angayos, who got it wrong, and I'm the only person who remembers it.
I'll have Graham fight you. Don't start.
Okay, everybody, this is a good round, especially Graham. This is a good one to just jump in right away.
Curly's Revenge.
I know it's been terrible advice all this time, but... I think you're starting to get the gist of what happens when you jump in too soon.
The gist of what happens.
Whose IMDb starts with Shaun of the Dead?
These fucking guys.
Whose doesn't?
Mark.
Oh, shit. Who you got, Mark?
Simon Pegg.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
You guys all learned a lesson about taking a chance in life. And if any of you make it to the level of success that I do, take that chance. Because then maybe you'll let a normal person win something for once. I'm kidding.
But
you will not reach my level of success.
For now, you're down to 0. The next movie is called Paul.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. The third film, The Adventures of Tintin. And finally, for 1 point, Hot Fuzz.
Can I say it when these guys all give up?
I guess so.
Most of us know it.
Because they're all done.
I figured it out.
I can't remember his name.
I figured it out the second fucking movie that you said.
Anybody got it?
I got it.
I can't remember.
Oh, but you can't.
I know I'm not going to win, but just tell me when they're done. Tell me when they're done.
It's the guy who's not Simon Pegg. Does that count? Does that count as the answer?
Oh, everybody loves him. He's been on Douglas movies as well as Simon Pegg. It's Nick Frost.
Never knew it.
But that means with 1 point, Ngayo is our winner.
Did not know that was the last round. Would not have fucking gambled. Did not know that was the last
round. Bad time to gamble, yeah, unfortunately. But, Graham is moving towards the donuts. Graham, let's get everybody's plugs in first before you start throwing donuts.
Okay.
I know you've been staring at them the whole show. Just ready to toss. There's not a shithead on the back of this Kevin Kline thing? Oh, she wrote it separate. Let me pass this back to you as well.
Oh, there's a shithead on the back of this shirt.
Great job. All right. Shithead on
Thank
the shirt.
Shithead on that shirt.
And there's one
Juju
on this
won't
one.
That be?
This one
came Diana, on. I'll give you your Santa hat back. She doesn't want it.
Yeah, we didn't put a lice pick in the bag.
Oh, too soon?
They had a really bad lice breakout in Hayward. Wait, oh, really? So that one hurt you guys?
What's the name of the person who won, Doug?
Huh?
What's the name of the person who won?
Nat.
Okay. Hey, Nat, just so you know, I didn't say you get to choose the person, so cue your mom's fucking contact info up right now.
Ha ha! He's gonna swear at your mom. Okay, that sounds good.
What are you looking for?
That shithead that she had.
You
up
picked
here.
It.
Where is it?
Yeah, no, no, Jenica's shithead.
She passed it up here. Now it's gone.
What'd you do with it? Did you put it in your pocket? Did you wipe your face with it?
No. For the listener at home, anything is happening right now.
Did you put it in the bag? I handed it. It's right there on the bag, Stoner.
Where?
Look on the bag. It's cleverly camouflaged.
Solve the problem.
Seriously, guys, Romanian jet lag is no joke.
It's my new band name.
It is.
Let's get the prizes over to Nat. Congratulations.
Yay!
Nat, yay! Way to go, Nat.
So much stuff.
Yeah, and then this random heavy vase.
Flowers from Mark Wahlberg.
You're welcome.
Careful, there's water in it.
That book is due back to the San Jose Public Library by tomorrow. Also.
Pay attention to the Romanian lei exchange rate. You might want to hang on to that. It might be worth a buck and a quarter, maybe a buck 35 down the road. Look at me when I talk to you. Sorry.
Graham, do you got anything to plug?
Earbuds, the podcasting documentary, will be for sale November 17th on comedyfilmnerds.com. If you're a Kickstarter backer, you'll get your download thing a couple days before it. So thank you to everybody who supported it and come to comedyfilmers.com. We're selling standard def and high def versions of it, and the DVD will be out a little later on.
Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen.
Mark Wahlberg.
You fucking know it, dude. Wahlberg's is probably sitting on your DVR and the new season's coming out soon, so watch that shit. You fucking deserve it. Deepwater Horizon, go see it a second time. Other than that, it was great to let all of you people fucking see me.
Mark Wahlberg. Kevin Klein, mornings on Live 105.
I'd like to promote Donnie Wahlberg and Blue Bloods.
Guys, nobody's throwing donuts during your plugs. Let's just get through all the plugs.
Come on.
I have a radio show. It's like a podcast, Older Unfunny Friend. It's here in the Bay Area, Live 105 every morning. Thank you. Thank you. We are one of the top 37 most popular alternative rock shows in the Bay Area.
Thank you, Kevin Klein.
Thanks, Doug. Who's gluten-free so I know where to aim? Perfect.
All right, Ngayo?
Cannabis Comedy Festival in Sacramento at Harlow's on November 14th. It's a Monday night, and it's a 420-friendly venue after the show in the back. Listen to my new podcast on CannabisRadio.com and on iTunes. It's called Rolling with Ngayo. Follow me on all the things, NGAIO420. And smoke a bowl with me next time you see me. That would be all mine.
Oh, outside right now?
Oh, and buy my CD after the show. You can also buy it on iTunes or CDBaby.com.
Buy CD and smoke a bowl with him after the show. Ngayo Bilam!
Support Ngayo's children.
Douglas Movies is coming to San Antonio at the LOL Comedy Club on Saturday, November 3rd at 4:20. Throw the donuts, gentlemen.
Yeah!
Buckle up, balcony! This one's got a death skull on it. Who wants some red velvet goodness? Yeah.
Thanks again.
All right, as always, traffic is a shithead. Donald Trump is a shithead. And the 2016 election is a shithead. Play that end theme song.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no